The BPP has full team coverage of the NCAA tournaments. Here are BPP correspondents, 4-year-old Cassie and her grandma Marion, on Saturday's Duke-West Virginia game.
West Virginia won.
Oh, bummer. Bummer for Duke.
Yeah, bummer for Duke. Hold on to your brackets, because there are upsets that likely upset a sports fan or two. There is more, though. Tiger Woods puts his personal best to the test, and a boxing match of ancient Greek proportions dominated Saturday night. And that is just the beginning. BPP sports guy, formerly of ESPN and currently husband of me, Bill Wolf, recaps the whirlwind of weekend that was. Hi, Bill.
Tiger Wolf, eh?
Tiger Wolf.
Hey, listen. If that's
like
what you
the
want,
sound of that.
That was
whatever
courtesy
want,
of a guy named Jeffrey Ray Wine.
Indeed.
Who is a segment unto himself.
Legendary. One man bracket buster right there.
All right, let's talk about basketball. Davidson upset Georgetown. West Virginia took Duke. Kansas State beat USC. What was going on?
Well, the macro idea is that the top four teams or so, they would be North Carolina, Memphis, Kansas, and UCLA, are head and shoulders above the rest of the field, and then everybody else in the field of 64. So the other 60 teams are fairly closely matched. And so what we saw, this is all in retrospect, by the way, what we saw was parity in action, that all the teams are sort of the same, and on any given night, on a neutral floor, anybody can beat anybody. But it was dangerous business for teams that were supposed to be great. Duke gone. Duke is never gone. They are gone this time. And Davidson beating Georgetown yesterday was a shocker, a complete shocker. So there really are only, I would say, two teams, North Carolina and Kansas, who are the heavily favored teams, are the only two teams, North Carolina and Kansas, who are really performing up to expectations. Everybody else who was expected to do incredibly well is either gone or has struggled mightily to advance.
Now, so did those teams
wide open?
Did those teams underperform the Georgetowns and the Dukes, or did Davidson and West Virginia just have luck at their side?
Not even luck. You know, they're good teams. College basketball is not the same as it used to be. It used to be that the very top teams got all the very best players, but a couple of different things have happened in the last generation or so. One, almost every game played is on TV somewhere, and that used to, in the olden days when it was just on the three networks, if you got on TV, you could recruit kids and say, hey, if you come to my school, I'll get you on TV. Well, now, you know, Davidson's on TV, West Virginia's on TV all the time, so the recruiting is much easier. The second thing is that kids go pro. Kids don't go to a school for 3 or 4 years anymore. The really good players go to school for 1 or 2 years, and then they go to the NBA, and that sort of mixes up the talent. It evens things out. And the last thing is, and Davidson is a great example of this, basketball has really grown internationally. It's humongous in Argentina, in Brazil, all over Europe. And so you don't just get to plumb the American high school depths for your talent. Davidson has 6 foreign-born, foreign-raised players on it, and that also evens it out. So it's not so much that it was lucky, but those are good teams. West Virginia is a particularly good team, and Davidson's on a roll, any team that's on a roll can beat almost any other team, and that's what happened at Georgetown.
How's your bracket doing?
It's a disaster. it's a total meltdown. I had more luck choosing lottery tickets. I mean, you know, my big, clever pick that I was so proud of, that I was bragging about because I'm so cool, Clemson, they bit the dust day one, ladies and gentlemen. Day one, Clemson out. See ya. So I stink. I stink out loud. That's what happens when you're doing nothing but guessing and then running around going, I'm the sports expert for the BPP. No, no, you better listen to me because I know. I don't know. It's terrible. It's disastrous. But it doesn't make it less fun to watch. Well, actually, it does make it less fun.
A little bit
to watch.
Less fun. Yep. Okay, what games are you looking forward to?
There's a bunch. I mean, any of these upset teams will be interesting to watch, but the really great matchups, I think North Carolina, who I think is the best team, and that's the team I have winning, and that I actually think they are, I think I'm right, they are the best team. They're playing Washington State. North Carolina is this high-flying team. They scored 113 points in the first game and 108 points in the second game. They're playing Washington State, which just has low-scoring games. They slow it down. They're very deliberate. So it'll be an interesting clash of styles. As will Memphis, also unbelievably athletic and high-flying, against Michigan State, also a sort of grinded-out team. So those clashes of styles will be, you know, interesting to watch. I think Carolina, Washington State, Memphis, Michigan State, two excellent games. And then Louisville, Tennessee is a great game. Louisville, Tennessee, anybody tells you they know who's going to win that game is fibbing. And Stanford with your lover boys, those Lopez twins. You got it. They play Texas.
Love them.
Stanford and Texas, another really interesting game, really hard to call.
All right. Well, a lot of people were watching basketball over the weekend, Saturday night. All right, so we're in our living room. My sister and I are putting together the baby buggy.
Yes, the baby buggy. What was I doing? Was I helping like a good daddy?
No, you were you were encouraging us, but you were laying out on the couch.
Yeah, like a good daddy.
Watching HBO Sports.
Hey, kid, this is what a daddy does. Watch the fights.
Good example.
Watching the fights. This guy, this young, hairless, cut guy in a gladiator helmet and a face mask walks into the ring. This is literally what's happening during boxing. It really was like gladiators. Like, are you entertained? And then he came in to box a guy who looked a little bit long in the tooth, Joel Casamayor of Cuba.
Indeed.
Were you not entertained by this match?
I was so humongously entertained. First of all, the guy is called Michael Katsidis, and he's Australian, but his dad is Greek. So he wore a Spartan helmet with a nose guard and the whole bit.
Like a spike on the top.
Crazy. It was fabulous. And the whole thing was occurring in a parking lot of a casino right off the I-10 freeway in the middle of nowhere. The Morongo, which is Morongo, as in Morongo, Morongo Casino. And they're in the parking lot with like a tent, under a tent. And here walks this Greek Australian in a Spartan outfit. And I think his entire body waxed. To fight Joel Casamayor for what was the linear, true lightweight championship of the world. That's 130 pounds. So two little guys, a young guy, Katsidis, who was unblemished, had not been beaten, against the old guy, Casamayor, who's been around forever and is still unheralded to this day. And it was an unbelievable fight, as you would have known, but you fell asleep.
Yeah, it was a bit of a seesaw match.
Well, when you were still awake, we watched as Casamayor knocked Katsidis.
So I passed out on the couch.
Yeah, you did. The old guy knocked the young guy down twice in the first round, which, you know, most times that ends a fight. But the young guy, Katsidis, who is an absolute brawler, came back and was just punishing the old guy, Casamayor, for another 8 rounds after that. They were both cut up bad, and it was really messy. And if you don't have a strong stomach, it wasn't good for you. But for Daddy, it was great. And in the 10th, looking like he's going to lose, Casamayor, by miracle, waylays Katsidis with a left hand and knocks him clean out, just knocks him out. So here was Katsidis down early, then dominant for, you know, 8 rounds, which is a long time, and then himself on the floor and not able to continue. So an amazing back-and-forth dramatic swing and an example, an illustration of two guys exhibiting the kind of grit that you simply don't see in your everyday life. Absolutely amazing. Boxing, while nobody's been looking, boxing is having an unbelievable revival, a golden age where they have these amazing fights week after week. That's the fourth great fight that I can think of in the last 5 weeks, which is stellar. That's a stellar track record for boxing, even though most people don't really know what's going on.
And they had good outfits on top of it.
Great outfits.
Before I let you go, we got about a minute left. Tiger Woods is going for a 6th straight PGA tournament win. You think he's going to do it?
No, I don't.
They got.
Yeah, they had bad weather on Saturday and Sunday, and so the thing got delayed. And then at about 7:30 Eastern on Sunday night, they had to suspend it. They're playing the rest of it Monday morning in Florida. And Tiger, who looked in great position going into Saturday, has faltered by being merely great while others have been even better. So he's 5 strokes back with about 9 to play. So if Tiger Woods is able to come back and win his 6th straight tournament, it will be the greatest miracle in the history of his career. I don't think it's going to happen. But what it illustrates is on his bad days, Tiger Woods is merely one of the best, and on his good days, he can't be beat.
Bill Wolf, the Bryant Park Project's Monday morning sports analyst. Thanks, hon.
You got it, babe.
See ya. Talk to you later.
See ya.